The oud is known as the king of instruments. This week, the ancient stringed instrument is being celebrated at a festival in Turkey. It's called the first international Yorgo Bayanos Oud Festival, and organizers hope to foster new collaborations among aficionados of the versatile instrument that's a lot like a lute. From Istanbul, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
Yorgo Bayanos passed away more than 30 years ago, but his legend lives on at this ancient palace on the Bosphorus. Peter Bambakidis from Rocky River, Ohio, says the ethnic Greek gypsy musician isn't just a hero to oud lovers in his native Istanbul.
For those of us in other countries, the United States included, he was also a legend, but he was somewhat of an elusive figure. He made no commercial recordings, and there were sort of tape recordings or cassettes that were sort of passed around between players. When they organized this first international symposium, I just couldn't help but come over for it.
This is Turkey's first oud festival, featuring lectures about Bayanos and the oud, workshops and performances. Organizers say his influence spread around the Mediterranean through his many concerts abroad, including performances with legends such as Umm Kulthum, the iconic Egyptian singer. While Bayanos didn't care much about spending time in the studio, a few random recordings have survived. At the festival, Joseph Tawadros, an Egyptian-Australian oud player, came from Sydney to perform. He too is an admirer of Bayanos and his contributions to the development of the instrument.
He raised the level of playing. He was an amazing technician. He was amazing in his knowledge of classical Ottoman repertoire and playing, and taksim, which is improvisation. And also he was a composer in himself. It's you can almost liken him to Paganini with the violin.
While honoring Bayanos, the Oud Fest also celebrates the instrument. This performance is by festival director Necati Çelik. Joseph Tawadros says the oud is branching out from its Mediterranean homeland.
I think the oud appeals to everyone in a certain way. I play many concerts overseas in America and Europe to a largely Western audience, and I must say there is a magic to the oud. In a plucked stringed instrument, the amount of expression that can be gotten from the instrument is amazing. So there's an attraction there. There's a mystic sound. It takes you to the Middle East, where it was born, but it also it is very flexible in all sorts of other ways, which we are discovering here in the festival and with collaborations in general.
Just check out this track, Gare de l'Est, from Tawadros' recent album, The Hour of Separation, a collaboration with American jazz greats Jack DeJohnette on drums and John Abercrombie on guitar. Haydar Sur, who gave a talk on Bayanos, says the young generation is building on his achievements, pushing the oud into new territories and broadening its reach.
These new masters are wandering around the world. So in the next era, maybe oud will be international music instrument like guitar.
Bayanos might well be the Ravi Shankar of Turkey, well-respected as a traditional music master in his homeland, but a relative unknown to the Western world. Perhaps now that will change. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.
Lots more on this week's Oud Festival in Turkey at theworld.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a great weekend. Thank you.